You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, March 30th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some random facts for you today.
Okey-doke.
The town of Spearfish, South Dakota, holds the world record for the fastest temperature change. On January 22nd, 1943, the temperature at 7:30 a.m. was -4. Then the winds picked up, and 2 minutes later, it was 45.
What?
I know, right?
Okay.
Sony sold 12 million floppy disks in 2009. The peak year was 2002 when they sold 47 million. And they stopped producing and selling floppy disks in 2011. I mean, we still have the floppy disk as our little icon for saving. The world 10 years from now is not even going to know what that is.
A lot of people now don't know what it is. They don't know what a record is, much less a floppy disk.
Well, records are coming back into fashion. Floppy disks will never come into fashion again.
Hey, I did that little, you know, things that only over people over 40 know on Facebook.
Yeah,
I got 100%.
Of course you did, because you're over 40. About half the cereal brands that come out are discontinued after 5 years. Wow. Wow.
What?
Think about that. That's cray when you think about that.
Kind of sad.
The 56 highest mountains in America are all in four states. That would be Alaska, California, Colorado, and Washington. So there you
go. Colorado? What is this? Colorado?
Yeah, because of the Rockies.
Isn't Colorado?
Did I say Colorado?
You did.
Social distancing.
It's affecting you.
Self-quarantining. Self-isolating. I got a couch calling my name in about 10 minutes. So that's really all I got to look forward to today. All right. It's time. That and this. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, I got some good news.
You got some good news?
Let's start our week off with,
some great good news.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have apparently beaten the coronavirus because they're back in the U.S.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, we hadn't heard. They made it back okay. Probably just them and two other people on their flight back, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Tom tweeted, "Hey, folks, we're home now, and like the rest of America, we carry on with sheltering in place and social distancing."
And drinking. No, I'm kidding.
No.
No, that's me.
Many thanks to everyone in Australia who looked after us. Their care and guidance made possible our return to the USA. And many thanks to all of you who reached out with well wishes. Rita and I so appreciate it.
Well, good for them. Good for them. They're back. They're back in the good old US of A.
Yep.
Right? And apparently they're healthy. That's good. Thank you so much to...
Well, they're both 63.
Yeah.
They announced their diagnosis on March the 12th. So it took a while. It
didn't take that long. I'm looking at a calendar. A little more than 14 days. Something like that.
They were in Australia where Tom was filming a movie, which is now halted production, as we can imagine.
You know who's okay?
Who?
Betty White. A lot of people have been concerned about Betty. We got news today that Betty's fine.
Yeah.
You know, Betty's 98.
Yes.
Her and Keith Richards are going to outlive us all. Believe me.
Did you see the little thing about her and Keith Richards?
Repopulating the world on Facebook? Yeah, I saw that.
They've been sent to another place. That's awesome.
Look, she's not out on the town or anything like that. And sources say she's self-isolating and she has very limited in-person interactions. She's only coming in contact with a few equally cautious people who are handling all her important errands, like grocery runs.
Can you imagine if you were the person who got Betty White sick?
No, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine.
You don't want to be that person.
Now, we need somebody to check on Bob Barker now. We don't need to check on Keith Richards. We know Keith Richards is going to outlast. I mean, he's laughing at the virus. I mean, he's like, ha!
He's going to outlive
Look
everyone.
Look at you people.
He's preserved.
Yeah, but something. I mean, you know, it's like Betty White, 98. Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Just can't believe it. It's Peter Marshall's birthday today, too. Remember Peter Marshall from Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
Yeah, 94. Peter is 94.
Wow.
Yeah.
He'll be socially distancing, too.
We were supposed to go to a thing last month before all this happened where Peter Marshall, Tom Kennedy, Bob Barker wasn't going to be there, but Wink Martindale, all the game show hosts were going to be there. It was a luncheon of old radio and television people in Los Angeles, of which I'm one. And we got to thinking, you know, you got a room full of senior citizens. Really? Are we going to do this right now? So they called it off. They postponed.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping there will be a time when we get to see it again. But, I mean, how much longer are we going to have these people?
I don't know.
Anyway, Tom and Rita, back home again.
Back home.
So happy to hear that. Our national treasures. He's not Canadian, is he? He's American, right?
He's American.
Because I don't need any more. My daughter has a Canadian boyfriend, and he just rubs it in. That's all he does. He rubs it in. That Canada is so much better. Oh, he's Canadian. It's like, are you kidding me? Everybody's flipping Canadian. Ugh. Not that I don't hate Canada. There are neighbors to the north. We have Canadian listeners, but you know, not everybody's Canadian.
On last week's episode of Coup de K, because you know what, we have nothing better.
We have nothing to talk about. Wow, we're stretching this one today. Maybe Courtney, we should just take a vacation. Play
Courtney reruns. And Kim got into a cat fight. K-A-T.
K-A-T fight?
Yeah.
On Coup de K? Oh, my
And
goodness.
Kim ended up slapping Court.
Are you kidding me?
I kid not.
I don't want my kids watching this violence on television.
Cat fights?
Sisters fighting. What's the world coming to? So, my God.
The argument that happened about, I don't know, what, 8 months ago?
Yeah.
Had something to do with Courtney wanting to spend more time as a stay-at-home mom instead of being on a reality show star. So on
but
Twitter,
you know what? Who's going to pay for Courtney's lifestyle?
I know.
Reruns. I mean, it's not going to be her sisters because she's the least interesting-looking sister and apparently now the least liked sister. So
she's the least liked.
I mean, it's tough to be the black sheep. It would be worse if she looked like OJ, like Chloe does. But she kind of looks like her dad, Court does.
So on Twitter, a fan called her out saying, quote, Courtney just needs to quit the show. I'm over her not wanting to film.
I think she could quit the show. I mean, I don't care because I don't watch the show, but we need something to happen over there.
Well, we need some filler.
What is it, 18 flipping seasons of the show?
It's too many.
The girls have grown up before our eyes. They have grown kids now. Grandkids are on the way, I'm sure. Any day now, Kanye West is going to be a great grandpa. I what the hell?
All right, so Courtney responded to that. She goes, I did. Bye.
Wow, so she did quit.
He hasn't confirmed her departure yet, of course. It's hard to trust any drama involving the Kardashians. So who knows?
Well, this season just started, right? This is last week. Season, I think, episode one, season 18. They're going to have another 8 episodes. I'm sure she's going to be on them or what?
Or
I
got to
go back and
now.
Watch that because if Kim was slapping her around,
you'd want to watch.
Of course I'd want to watch that.
You're a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo. You know who probably could slap Kim around is Halle Berry.
Halle
Berry could slap Kim around. She could slap her around right now, and I would watch that all day, too. All right, well, that's it for us today. All right, back with you tomorrow with more frivolity, I think. Maybe, perhaps.
Oh, probably.
If we get some more news. We'll see.
I'm going to dig around today. I'm going to find
something.
No,
you're not. No, you're not. Anyway, see you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.